The Export-Import Bank of the United States, also known as the Ex-Im Bank, identifies as an independent, self-sustaining federal agency with the mission of financing U.S. exports to create and maintain jobs in the United States. It assumes the credit and country risks a private sector is unable or unwilling to accept, and does this work at no cost of the American taxpayer.
We support U.S. companies, mostly small businesses, so they can tap into overseas market. 95% of the world's consumers live outside the U.S., and I want to make sure West Virginia companies are tapping into those rich markets.
Senator Joe Manchin says he's excited to have Chairman Hochberg in Charleston to discuss the benefits the Ex-Im Bank would bring to small businesses in West Virginia.
I never thought that we as West Virginians had access or knew enough to access the Import-Export Bank. And all the things they can do and help us open up a whole global market was something I was excited about. So I asked Fred, I said, Fred, would you come to West Virginia? He said, be happy to. So he's here today because of the enthusiasm that we have to try to help West Virginians create more business to create more jobs. And that's really what it's about.
The Ex-Im Bank assists small businesses in four ways: by providing payment coverage for both commercial and political risks, by extending credit to buyers, which allows exporters to sell on competitive open account terms instead of acquiring cash in advance, credit cards, etc., by guaranteeing an exporter's inventory be turned into eligible collateral for the lender, and through term financing, where foreign buyers may obtain financing at competitive rates and extended repayment terms.
We've got companies here in the full range in the service industry, manufacturing company that makes scales, that weighs a Kenawa scale company that weighs heavy equipment, Level Tech, equipment manufacturers, energy, the full range of products and services. What we need to do is, West Virginia has a lot of talent, a lot of great businesses. We need to make sure that West Virginia companies are hitting global markets and building in sales and then supporting more jobs here at home.
Manchin noted that many West Virginians with small businesses want to stay in the state, but they worry they can't make a living here. Manchin thinks that if you have an idea and the work ethic, you should be able to live anywhere and support yourself. And by seeking the aid of the Export-Import Bank, you can do this.
What we do at the Export-Import Bank, we're about supporting businesses, small businesses, with export sales so they're better jobs here at home. And this is all about jobs. And the senator said more people can make a living, a good living here if we're tapping into worldwide markets.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.